Imola is the director for the County Road Association of Michigan, and he's on the other end of our line. John, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How many members do you have?
All 83 of the counties are part of our membership.
Are represented. Just want to get your take. There is some discussion by the Rick Snyder administration. When they look at cost-cutting measures, they're contemplating, well, they're going to look at the possibility of eliminating, consolidating some road commissions. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, anything that comes out of this is going to be looked at very closely. There's a lot of need to be looking at a whole variety of things that take place right now. I'm not sure that the issue of consolidation would be maybe the best approach to this whole process, but obviously we're all waiting until the 24th, apparently, when the governor will come up with his recommendation. But there's a lot of other things that could be done outside of consolidating that probably would make a lot more sense.
Like?
Well, what we do right now, a lot of the road commissions out there are working with each other. They're sharing equipment and manpower. It's the most prevalent part of that is during winter operations, when some of the counties have arranged that if their equipment is in a certain part of the county that's adjacent to the neighboring county, they could go across county lines and plow the roads in adjacent counties to make it more efficient for everybody because their equipment happens to be in the area. They share equipment. A number of counties have certain kinds of equipment, and so they'll let they'll loan their equipment out from one county to the other. So then not everybody's having to buy the same kind of equipment.
Are road commissions throughout the state struggling when it comes to funding and aging equipment?
That is a huge problem. We've seen revenue decline. About 2004 was a turning point, and from then on, we've seen a continual decline in the amount of revenue that's available. That obviously is a reflection of the economy, but it has hit the road commissions. And on top of that, not only have their revenues declined, but a lot of the things that they do and need to purchase have gone up. Crude oil has a real impact on road commission operations, not just in the price of fuel like everybody else, but it is a mainstay for asphalt that's used in not only paving but repairing and patching potholes, and all those have gone up. The cost of steel has gone up. International competition has driven the price of steel up. That costs more money for guardrail replacement. It costs more money for equipment replacement.
John, from your perspective, what's the condition of Michigan's roads?
Well, we are actively involved in an asset management process, something that was created back in 2004. We started rating our federal aid system in the state. It's about a third of the road system that's there. We have seen from 2004 until today a significant decline where in 2004 about 13 to 15% of the roads were in poor condition. Now about 35% of those roads are in poor condition. So we're not able to maintain the overall system at any kind of a decent level. And it's really attributable to those issues of rising costs and reduced revenues.
How much funding would you think the road commissions as a whole would need to get us in good shape on our roads?
We're looking at on a statewide basis for all, not just the road commissions, but for the state highway department and for cities and villages. Two studies have been done. There was a study done a couple of years ago that suggested and recommended that we double the amount of investment that we're putting into roads, and that means about a $3 billion increase in spending on roads to try and bring our roads up to more in what we would rank as good. There's a good, fair, and poor to get our roads into good shape. A study that was just done, completed by Representative Rick Olson out of Monroe, looked predominantly at the paved road system and at the federal aid, really focused on the federal aid system. And the numbers that came out of that study, and it was very comprehensive and really utilized the value that we have in our asset management process, pegs it at about $1.7 billion more in spending.
I want to get your perspective on an issue at the Ingham County Road Commission, not necessarily on that specific case, but there is a lot of turmoil there. The Road Commission is at odds with a lot, I would say a majority of workers that work at the Road Commission and with some Ingham County Board of Commissioners members. And so there's a lot of drama there. And I wonder how much does internal strife really keep folks from doing their job.
Well, I'm sure that in any case, in any working environment, if there's a lot of pressure that's being put on that's not related to your day-to-day activities, that can interfere with one's ability to perform your normal routine and tasks, and it becomes a distraction. And hopefully, from what I've seen recently, at least out of the Ingham County situation, it seems to be that they've gotten a handle on what they're doing, what they're working on, and things are looks like they're on the mend in that regard. But it is a definite distraction from what the real responsibilities of a road commission are, and that's maintaining Michigan's roads safe and convenient for public travel. And then we're getting into a time now where it's going to be really critical. The winter is probably the most high intense part of it because everybody's out trying to get roads clean from many winter snow events that we have coming up.
All right, John, appreciate your time. John Niemel is the director of the County Road Association of Michigan. Thanks so much.